A diagnosis of a brain tumor is often accompanied by the equally distressing news that a patient will need to undergo brain surgery. Surgery is a significant part of treatment. Initially, patients undergo surgery for a diagnosis with a biopsy, and additional surgery is necessary when a malignant tumor requires removal. Mayo Clinic is developing and advancing operating techniques, improving what it means to undergo brain surgery. The extraordinary developments have made Mayo Clinic one of the world's leading brain tumor treatment and research centers. Today at Mayo Clinic, advanced options for surgery include awake operations, where surgeons are able to see how tumors affect speech and motor functions while the patient is still awake. Dr. Parney, a neurosurgeon and cancer researcher at Mayo Clinic, describes another groundbreaking treatment, MRI image guidance, which provides a GPS-type mapping of the brain.
We can take a wand that can be seen by the system and see on a computer screen in three dimensions what the MRI looks like and help that guide us as we do the surgery. And then we've been able to really take that a little bit further using an intraoperative MRI so that we're able to kind of update our information for the imaging as we go during the surgery to sort of see how are we doing taking the tumor out, what is left there to do. And with that, combine it with things like the awake operations and motor and speech mapping, which have really helped us to get aggressive resections of tumors without having any increase in the risk of the surgery.
While advanced surgery techniques have been developing over the past 10 years, the ability to conduct simultaneous advanced methods during one surgery is groundbreaking in the field. These surgical procedures have proved so effective that today they are even used in pediatric oncology treatment. When technological advancements have proved successful in the operating room, Dr. Parney says current developments in the laboratory are proving promising as well.
The research in my lab focuses on how brain tumors interact with the immune system and how we can stimulate the immune system to attack the tumor. And in particular, we're very interested in developing vaccines to generate immune responses that can eradicate tumors. I think if we can do things like get the tumor to the smallest state possible with surgery and hit it hard with things like radiation therapy and with chemotherapy, then I think something like a vaccine may be very effective at dealing with the small amounts of microscopic tumor that might be left at that point and work really hard at keeping this at bay so that it doesn't come back.
Between the success stories of thriving patients out of advanced technique surgery and the developments occurring in the laboratory, this is an extraordinary time in brain surgery innovation. And Dr. Parney describes the exciting advancements in the world of science means hope for those affected by brain tumors.
We're better at treating these tumors now than we were a year ago, 5 years ago, and we're going to be better at treating them a year from now and 5 years from now. And I think that it's going to be sort of little steps along the way, but I'm very, very hopeful. I think it's a very exciting time to be in this field, and we're getting things that are much more hopeful for patients with these tumors.
Whether at Mayo Clinic or around the world, the improvements in brain surgery and developments in cancer research today mean a brighter future for all of us tomorrow.